Hey, everybody. Saul Marquez with the Health Matters podcast. I want to welcome you back to another episode straight from the Health 2023 Las Vegas event. Today, I have the privilege of hosting Craig Douglas. He's the Chief Growth Officer at Digitas Health. He's a strategic and creative leader with 25 plus years of experience driving health engagement through digital platforms, and his focus on integrating creativity, media, and technology has positioned him as a leader in healthcare communications. Craig, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And so look, before we dive into the work that you and the Digitas Health team are up to, tell me a little bit more about what inspires your work in healthcare.
Sure. So we see a great opportunity in the healthcare space to use marketing for good. Marketing actually can have a role to play for better health outcomes. We know, and we see this, there's plenty of data across all the categories. The more engaged people are with their healthcare, the better the outcomes. So we try to create content, create engagement on behalf of our client brands that get people more engaged in healthcare to help them find the answers they're looking for, take the kind of actions that will ultimately lead to their outcomes.
That's great. Thank you, Craig. Is Digitas Health mainly working with providers, payers, companies,
yep,
all of the above?
Well, our primary clients are going to be pharmaceutical brands. We work with some of the, frankly, biggest, most complex brands in the world. Not surprisingly, it's a pretty complex category.
It is.
So yeah, so a brand manager is our client more times than not. We certainly will stretch ourselves into some of the enterprise on the technology side. Obviously, you need that kind of power, the data, the technology. So we'll engage with other parts of the organization, but that's always going to be driven out of the brand.
Got it. Thank you. Let's get to center ourselves around sort of who to make this the most meaningful for everybody listening. What are the challenges making these things more difficult for your clients?
Clearly, at this moment in time, our clients are under enormous pressure. They're being called on to do more of everything. They need to be the performance. They need to increase the performance of the brands. They need to do it faster. They need to adopt, change. And it's a category that is undergoing enormous change. That pressure, it calls for speed. I think it's about responsiveness. So that's a pretty significant challenge. How does a pharmaceutical brand inside a regulated industry, inside an organization that is well-versed in tradition, how do they become more responsive? And then, and frankly, how do they overcome the forces of fragmentation, disconnectedness that are present really everywhere? And again, we see it. We see a lot of it in our clients' organization, how they set up and approach marketing. Lots of agencies doing lots of things differently, not terribly well connected to the data, as an example. So yeah, I think they need to overcome that disconnectedness. And that's really what we're trying to do as an agency.
And what's one of the things that you'd say you help to bring them to a more connected state of being?
The big one is to combine the power of branding with the performance of digital engagement. We still get calls from clients and we see RFPs where they're looking for maybe a digital agency separate from a traditional agency. And that makes no sense to us. Yeah, you're saying my lead agency, the agency responsible for formulating my brand, does not understand the environment with which my brand will live. It does not understand the lives that this brand has to live inside and ultimately help. So that disconnection is a big one. And we have worked very hard over a lot of years to build a capability where we're unapologetically brand-centered. The power, the humanity, the art, the beauty that you need in a brand with digital engagement and all the complexity, sophistication, nerdy, experience design, systems design thinking that drives that side and finding ways to bring them together, which for us means bringing people together. A lot of different capabilities have to be at the table. And so that's where we're seeing our most successful work are the brands that are performing the best in our portfolio are certainly the brands we're are connecting all those things. It doesn't mean we're doing all of those things. Our partner landscapes are complex, but we partner with and still want to bring them into and establish a more connected system, a marketing ecosystem for our clients to operate in, to elevate them. Disconnected, crazy, fragmented system is not an easy thing to run. And you spend a lot of time herding the cats, not marketing and growing your brand.
Thank you, Craig. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are doing a lot to bring focus and to bring a more consolidated strategy, right, to help these brands with their messaging, their engagement. What's one thing pharma marketers could or should be doing right now that maybe they're not?
It sounds so simple, and it's to connect. I would encourage any brand manager who might be listening is just draw a picture, either in your head or on a piece of paper, of your marketing system, however sophisticated or not it is, and consider the connections and maybe the lack of connections that exist. And maybe find one place, one thing to focus on, one connection to make. This industry, the pharmaceutical marketing industry, lives on a connection that happens between a physician and a patient somewhere out there. And one of the first things our clients do is they go get an agency to talk to physicians and an agency to talk to patients. And they hope that someday they'll speak the same language and have a similar conversation. So that's probably one of the most obvious places is think about the connections across the journey, the patient journey, the physician journey, and make a new connection somewhere in your system. Put two things together that aren't connected yet. And then that starts to roll and it, you know, becomes exponential pretty quick. And you find yourself more responsive, able to go faster, able to adapt and respond to what the data is telling you. And ultimately, that's going to drive your performance. You're going to get to results a lot faster.
Thank you, Craig. Yeah, that's a really kind of an easy first step that a lot of listeners can take. So give it some thought, folks. What step can you take to connect two things that maybe aren't today and to begin to see that progress? There's also a lot of talk, Craig, around omni-channel marketing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a good topic to maybe ask you about.
Sure. So omni-channel marketing, I would just flip it. It's actually about marketing into omni-channel lives. It's our lives as consumers, as people that make decisions. That's the omni-channel part, not the marketing. It's our job to build marketing that fits into those omni-channel lives. All the nooks and crannies, the differences, you know, how you show up on TikTok is different than how you show up on Instagram. How you show up in oncology is different than how you show up in HIV. So that's our job, is to build brands that fit and can behave and be appropriate and meaningful and effective inside omnichannel lives that take on very different shapes.
Love that, Craig. Thank you for that. It's just one of those things you have to talk about with pharma
for sure.
And marketing today. So I appreciate your insights there.
It is the word du jour. Everybody's, you know, it's true. Whereas the RFPs that are coming in,
yeah,
they're looking, and it's
there.
Going back to that original, you know, I don't want to call it the original sin. That's terrible. But that first disconnection. Oh, I need an omnichannel agency. No, you need an agency that can build your brand and build omnichannel experiences that drive results. That doesn't seem that difficult.
Look, I love it. Simplicity is key in a lot of these things, and separating the signal from the noise is even more critical. So I thank you for the tips and tricks that you've left us with, Craig. If you had one call to action for the listeners today, what would it be?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm going to go back to the idea of make more connections, either among your people, among your agencies, among your data. It really is, at the end of the day, to connect. And maybe this is maybe a part two. Pursue responsiveness more than speed. If you go fast in a fragmented, disconnected system, you're just going to make things worse. But pursuing the ability to respond better, speed follows that. Frankly, there's not a button I can press to go faster. But there are a lot of things I know to do and people know to do to be more responsive. And that largely is listening closer, better to your customers.
Love that. Craig, thank you for today. This has been a great discussion. And for anybody wanting to learn more or connect with you and the team at Digitas Health, where can they do that?
Oh, www.digitashealth.com. That was my radio voice, by the way. That would be a great place. Or you can find us on all of the other socials. Obviously, we're trying to be everywhere we need to be for our clients.
Love that, Craig. And folks, take advantage of all the contact information inside of the show notes. And connect with Craig and his team at Digitas Health. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.